Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine asking your AI to draft a report, and behind the scenes, it just automatically hires a research assistant, consults a compliance officer, and gets a manager's signature.
All in like 3 seconds, yeah.
Right. And we are jumping right into the actual blueprint of enterprise AI today to show you how that works. We're officially moving past isolated pilot projects and, you know, simple chat interfaces, and stepping into massive multi-layered AI architectures.
It is a complete structural shift in the computing landscape, honestly.
Okay, let's unpack this, because enterprise AI is vastly different from those little consumer chatbots you might play around with on your phone.
Oh, absolutely. We are talking about replacing single prompt chatbots with multi-step autonomous factories.
Which blew my mind in the research, just the sheer scale of this shift. By the end of 2026, about 40% of enterprise applications won't just have basic chat functionality.
Right. They aren't just chatting anymore.
Yeah. They're going to embed task-specific agents directly into their workflows.
And managing that kind of scale requires an entirely new framework known as the agent orchestration layer. So when a broad business goal comes in, a system called a decomposer breaks that massive objective down into discrete, actionable subtasks.
Oh, I see. So it chops the big goal up.
Exactly. Then a supervisor takes over and assigns those subtasks to specialized execution agents, like maybe a dedicated research agent or a system operations agent.
But looking at how those agents share information, I mean, there's this vulnerability I read about called context poisoning. It sounds exactly like a disastrous corporate game of telephone to me.
Oh, it really can be. That is a great way to put it.
Right. Like, if one upstream agent gets something wrong, say, it hallucinates a fake policy and writes that into the shared short-term working memory, the downstream agents just accept it as fact.
Yeah, they don't question it at all.
So the error just compounds across every handoff until the final result is total fiction.
A cascade failure like that is a massive risk. Preventing that game of telephone requires strict memory isolation boundaries and explicit tracking of where every single piece of data originated.
That makes sense.
And for high-impact actions like moving funds or changing a customer profile, the system implements a human-in-the-loop approval gate.
Wait, so the supervisor literally pauses the execution?
Yeah, it pauses everything and routes requests to a human operator who actually has to sign off before anything happens.
Wow. So without that human approval gate, a hallucinatory agent could just, you know, drain a corporate account based on a bad assumption.
Exactly, which is a nightmare scenario.
Because these agents are so prone to that telephone game hallucination, they desperately need to be grounded in absolute reality. They need access to verified enterprise data.
What's fascinating here is how these systems actually store and retrieve that reality.
Yeah.
Relying exclusively on vector databases is a really common architectural mistake.
Right, because vector databases plot data based on conceptual similarity. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. They are great for semantic search, but they fail completely when you need exact numbers or complex structural rules because they aren't looking at absolute mathematical values.
They just know two concepts are neighbors, not that an account balance is exactly $500.
Precisely. Therefore, modern enterprises have to implement a multi-model storage paradigm. They combine those vector databases with knowledge graphs, which map how different entities and concepts relate to each other, and relational databases for the exact transactional records.
Wait, hang on, though.
Yeah.
If you are scanning all of these different databases with massive AI models for every single micro task, the compute budget would just evaporate. That has to be insanely slow and expensive, right?
Well, architects don't use massive models for everything just to avoid exactly that bottleneck. The solution is the model router.
Okay, how does that work?
It evaluates the complexity of every request in real time. Think of it like a hospital triage desk. You don't send the world's most expensive brain surgeon to put a Band-Aid on a scraped knee.
Right. You send the scraped knee to a nurse practitioner and save the surgeon for the complex operation.
Exactly. If it is a routine task like simple sentiment classification or basic data extraction, the router sends it to cheap, fast, small language models, or SLM.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it saves the highly expensive foundation, large language models, strictly for complex multi-step reasoning.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means AI in the workplace isn't some magic eight ball. It is a rigorously governed factory.
Yeah, it has to be.
It is wrapped in security pillars that include real-time redaction of PII, personally identifiable information, so private data doesn't leak out to external models, and immutable audit trails that log every single prompt and tool execution.
These security pillars and human approval gates are perfectly designed to keep the internal enterprise safe and compliant. But as we know, business doesn't happen in a vacuum.
That is so true. And I will leave you with this final thought to ponder today. If modern enterprises are becoming these heavily guarded, closed ecosystems of autonomous agents making internal decisions, what happens when these multi-agent systems inevitably have to negotiate and trigger workflows directly with each other across competing companies?
That is going to be wild.
Right. Will that disastrous corporate game of telephone just start happening between two rival AI factories? Something to think about.